Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. Help us apply the word to our lives, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help us understand what you're trying to say to us. Father God, we ask you to give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Father God, we also ask you to bless the ones that are reading it and bless the ones that are hearing it in Jesus' name. Amen. So the verse of the day is Isaiah 44 and 3. For I will pour out water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offsprings and my blessings on your descendants. Subject, Compromise Valley. Christian truth, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm not dry. I'm looking at Jesus. I'm seeking Jesus. I am strong. One day, as I was praying, the Holy Spirit showed me a valley, and in that valley was this beautiful flower. The soil around it was cracked, and the flower looked unbothered by what was happening around it. I asked the Holy Spirit what this vision is about, and he told me that my people are at places where the soil is dead. However, the gift in them is still there. He said, I need them to leave this place of dryness. He said, they're so dry that I'm still in them, but they aren't growing because they're comfortable in their dryness. They're comfortable because family and friends are there, but they must leave this place. We often do things out of routine or being comfortable because we see other people doing it and seeing other people we know at churches or events. And we think because we are in the midst of people, in the midst of someone teaching the word, and we know what they're teaching is false, but we must realize that this isn't growing us. We think this is something we must do. Still, many of us don't get how this kind of environment can drain us and stunt our growth in God because we have turned things like revivals and after church events like a fashion show instead of a place of growth, but a place of gossip. Isaiah 44 and 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessings on your descendants. We are there for comfort. And many of us might see this as nothing wrong. Still is, it is. And no, it's not a sin at all. But this can cause us where we lose focus because we as believers are in places we don't need to be. And we don't need certain people in our life because these places and people can drain us of the anointing that God have given us. Their beliefs and false teaching can cause us to be dry if we aren't seeking living water. Having the presence of God in our lives or around us is essential. Do you remember the Israelites? Often God would tell them not to mingle with this person or go to this place because he knew that their heart would turn away from what they needed, which was him. If we don't look at it in this sense, we'll never get how important it is or to where we sit under teaching or who we let dwell in our presence could cause us to become dry. No, this isn't saying be judgmental, but if you know where you're at and you know what you're doing can stop your growth, why continue to go and dwell amongst people that aren't out to help you grow at all, but to sift you like wheat? Deuteronomy 7, 3 through 4 says this, do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons or take their daughters for your sons, for they would turn your children away from following me to serve other gods, and the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. See, they were told not to mingle with them and not to give their children for marriage to them. He said, these people would turn you away from me. He gave them a warning, and this is what is happening today. A lot of people are comfortable with compromising for their itchy ears for the things of the flesh. The world's comfortable with staying in places where they're not getting fed. But because this is a popular place, they want to stay. And because they are comfortable, they want to stay. They know the teaching is off and they know they are dying spiritually. So they stay in dry places where they know things are being compromised. Verse 21, do not be terrified by them. For the Lord your God among you is a great and wonderful, awesome God. If you aren't getting spiritually fed by the teachings, we must leave because when we stay, we are choosing this world over the presence of God. We are choosing comfort over being in the presence of God. Verse 26, do not bring a detestable thing into your house or you like it, will be set apart for destruction, regarded as a vow and utterly detested, for it is set apart for destruction. This verse also tells us about the things that are detestable in our homes. Using sage and crystal is wrong, and it hinders the Holy Spirit from moving into our homes. We must create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit, not an atmosphere of weakness. This can cause us to be stifled in our growth with God, because these things are used for witchcraft. Today we learned that we must be removed from these dry places. We can't remain in places just for comfort. Being spiritually dry is a real thing. It starts with us being lukewarm and then moves on to being completely dry. The Holy Spirit wants us to let go of anything that can drain us, and He wants us to hold on to Him. Some of us are holding on to crystals and horoscopes to manage our future, but God knows our future. Don't allow fear to keep you there. Don't allow being comfortable to keep you there, but allow God to pull you from where you are and place you in His hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for forgiving us. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our life. We're sorry if we are lukewarm. We are sorry if we allow the things here on earth to take the place of you. Lord, we ask you today to guide us away from people who compromise your word for comfort. Help us not to be the ones leading someone wrong, but every day we thank you for your mercy and grace. Lord, we thank you for your strength in everything. Lord, help us to hear you when you speak and see and understand your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our reference is John 7:37. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." John 7:37. Isaiah 12:3. With joy you will draw water from the well of salvation. Isaiah 12:3. John 3:5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." John 3:5. Further reading, Proverbs 4. Joshua 20, Psalm 66, and Revelation 21. This ends Compromise Valley. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. And if you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.